I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a partly cloudy sky through this evening and into tonight. Tonight's low 43, tomorrow's high 57. The state acted quickly last month in response to sexual harassment allegations in the Capitol, but several female lawmakers say what happened isn't a quick fix. They include State Representative Kelly Cassidy, who hopes concerns can be addressed.
Whatever process we ultimately adopt and formalize, that we come to it by hearing from all of the folks who will be impacted by it, that this is not a top-down process, that we're not deciding, you know, on behalf of our constituents and our coworkers what is best, but rather that we hear from them and operate from that place of inclusion.
The General Assembly last month approved mandatory sexual harassment awareness training for lawmakers, and an inspector general was named to investigate claims that have been made. The media got to meet with incoming director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale today. John Shaw is a native of Peoria. He's written 5 books and spent 25 years covering Congress as a journalist. He says he's looking forward to continuing the Institute's work in bringing nationally and internationally known experts to Carbondale. In addition, he says he'd like to see future partnerships with other congressional research institutes. He would also like, he says, to create a Paul Simon Statesmanship Initiative to help educate, promote, and honor the qualities he most admired in the late senator. The Pichard Foundation has donated 6 beds to the Williamson County Family Crisis Center. The facility opened in 1985 as a way to keep families together while dealing with situations that brought them there. The 6 beds are replacing some worn-out beds that were more than a decade old. Director Peggy Russell says even though it's temporary, they want to provide a safe environment for children and families to feel secure again. We're going to see a partly cloudy sky this evening and into tonight with a low of 43. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 57, and then a chance of rain tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm Jennifer Fuller.